Never correct, but always suggestive. The actual time is 1930 UTC. And that, of course, is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So, let's begin some Dubious Goals Committee. How do we do that? Well, basically, we do that by telling you that my name is Tobe. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like to drink tea. Today is tea day. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Let's pour some tea into the little teacup. Oh, it barely makes a sound at all. So now we drink. Oh, yeah. This is what I'm talking about. Oh, my God. So, yeah. Oh, we're going to get into this in a minute, because I know that everybody is waiting for something. And that particular something is the numbers. So why don't we walk over here to this part of the room and let's ask this numbers lady who is standing right here. What are the numbers?
The numbers are 131, number 224, number 335, number 341, number 478, number 565, number 890, number 941, number 955. Thank you.
You are welcome, numbers lady, and I have to admit, you're still sounding a little bit, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Anemic, perhaps? Oh, I think numbers lady caught a headwind, much like I did a few days ago, which I still have, but I'm on the tail end of it. Oh, yeah, and that's why I'm drinking this tea. And this is, of course, why I'm drinking the good tea today. Yes, the good stuff. I'm drinking Longjing again today, the Dragon Well, for a couple of reasons. One, I still have this head cold. It's almost run its course. It's almost done, but I thought I'd be done with it today because by last night, I was feeling much better. And I thought, oh, this must be over. But then, of course, I wake up this morning and know I still have this whole sinus thing going on. So I thought, yeah, we need to get into some of that Longjing for all those antioxidants. Which antioxidants in particular? The catechins. Oh, God, this stuff is so good. And last night, I thought, you know what I should do? I should try that at a slightly lower temperature. Because I was just thinking, You know, I was just thinking, So I'm pouring some more here. And of course, I'm drinking this out of the little one-ounce cups. The 30-milliliter cups. It's kind of a nice day today. But I'm not going to do anything. Today's my day off. I was supposed to do some stuff, and then it all got canceled, so I'm really happy. Why am I happy? I'm happy because I can sit here and drink tea, especially the Longjing. Oh, yeah. And I can, of course, watch football, because today is, obviously, Europa League day. So last night I was thinking, maybe I should hit that Longjing with some slightly cooler water. I was just wondering. I don't know how these thoughts even came into my head. You know, well, I was thinking about extracting catechins and blah, blah, blah. The problem with catechins is that these are also the compounds that make tea very bitter. So if you over-infuse tea, you get very bitter tea.
And Longjing, especially this cheaper Longjing, it can go bitter if you're not doing it right. And so the last time I was drinking it, it was kind of bitter. Not necessarily bitter so much as very, very dry. And I thought, okay, maybe I just need to infuse it for less time. And I thought, no, that's not good. Not with the amount of water that I'm using, because I'm using, you know, pretty much 1.5 liters. So I got to have the long infusion time just due to the volume of water. So I thought, okay, well, we'll bring the temperature down a bit. And so I started using, this morning I used about 82 or 83 degree water. The thermometer had just hit 80 and was creeping up a little bit when I killed the heat, so it was still a little hot. I was sort of going for, you know, 80 or 90 degrees. And these are, of course, Celsius measurements. Actually, I was thinking more along the lines of 80 to 85, because the first batch I did it was at 90. And that was good, don't get me wrong. So now I'm sitting here drinking this stuff that I brewed at about 82.5 degrees. And it's crazy. It is different. It's not quite as dry as we can expect. And I brewed this for a minute, which seems like a short time, but if you know anything about green teas, that's actually kind of long. But that 1 minute time is because of the amount of water, blah, blah, blah. And so this is working out pretty good. Got a real nice color on this. It's still nice and hot. And that dryness is gone. Yeah, the dryness is gone, and you can really sort of, there's a real oaty sort of flavor to it. Oats. When I was first drinking this, I was saying, oh, it's like nutty or wheaty. It's not wheat. It's not nuts. It's oats. That's what it is. It's crazy. Oh, yeah. That nutty, oaty flavor. And there's this faint floral. Yeah, it's just great. Very freshy, fresh tasting. Without being grassy or, you know, carotene-y. So that's good. That's good. So that's what I'm doing today. Today is super slack off day. I'm going to drink this 1.5 liters of Longjing. And then I think I'll hit the leaves again, but I'm only going to do 2 infusions on these leaves, I think. Then I'll, that's disappointing, because I was thinking, oh, then I'll go back to drinking my black tea. And then, no, it's going to be bad after drinking all this good stuff. Oh, I don't know. But anyway, what are we doing? What's happening today? What's going on? Well, I'm watching football. I thought I was going to have to go out and do a bunch of stuff today, doctor's appointments and errands and stuff like that, but luckily it all fell through, and I'm able to sit here and watch my football. Because as I previously mentioned, today is Europa League day, so let's punch it in.
45 millones de euros los que podían ofrecer por él.
Matías Vargas le puede pegar a esa pelota el impacto. Rui Patricio no tiene mayor problema.
Sí, el pelota impactó Rui Patricio, meaning the ball hit Rui Patricio, the goalie, because they took a shot. So, yeah, today is slacking off day, because I slept really well. I mean, I slept ridiculously good. I think I only woke up once. And, that might be a bad thing because I did wake up sore. More sleep-related injuries. But now that I've been up for, I don't know, almost an hour, That pain is going away, plus the tea is probably helping. So I'm doing pretty good. So what do we got going on here in the Europa League today? If you're not familiar with the concept of Europa League, let me explain. This is all the teams in Europe who aren't in the Champions League. The Europa League is sort of the next league down when it comes to European club competition. At the top, we have the Champions League. This is a league for clubs who are, you know, well, basically the champions of their domestic leagues. Europa League is for the next couple of teams down. You know, not the champions, and not the guys who lost the final game to the champions, but those guys who were almost the champions. So Europa League is super great, and I love it. And for some reason, no English-speaking stations in my market decided to buy the rights for it this year, so I get to watch this on Espanol channels, like Unimas. And what's the other one? I'm watching Univision. What's the other one? I can't remember what the other... Oh, Galavision. Yeah, duh. Don't be stupid, Tobe. So, what game am I watching? Oh, good tea. This is a second leg. In these leagues, each team plays each other twice, once at home and once away. This is an away day, and it's an away day for Wolverhampton. So we're watching Wolverhampton versus Espanyol. And yes, Espanyol is the name of a club, and it's not just the language that they speak at this club. Espanyol is from Barcelona. They're the other Barcelona team in Spain, hence the name Espanyol. Wolverhampton, as you should know by now, for no reason other than you're a regular listener to the Dubious Goals Committee, is from England, the Wolverhampton Wolves. And they are ahead on this tie. And when we say tie here, I don't mean a draw in American. This tie means two games tied together. So in this second game of the tie between Espanyol and Wolverhampton, Wolverhampton is already ahead by 4 goals. This game right now is 0-0, but they scored 4 at home in their other games, so yeah, Wolverhampton probably going to see this one through. Oh, hot. Should have let that one sit for a second. So they're playing football, speaking in Espanyol, and rolling their R's. I do love to roll an R, and I like to speak any language which allows me to do so, including but not limited to Espanyol, German. Oh, that was close. Espanyol almost had a goal there. That was close. Gets the through ball at the half line. Oh, he's in wide open space in the top of the box. Oh, bad angle. And the goalie, Rui Patricio, cut off the angle just right. That was dangerous. Rui Patricio is the goalie for Wolverhampton. Oh, okay, so let's check in on the other game. Yes, I got 2 games that I'm watching at once. And this one is Ghent versus Roma. Ghent is a town in Belgium. Rome is a town in Italy. Or maybe I should say... Ooh, okay, this is interesting. This is going to be the closer game, because the difference here is only one home goal for Rome. And this is being played at Ghent, so... Yeah. Alright, let's go Belgium. I think Ghent can come back. Although Roma is, like, really, really, like, stupidly good this year. They've been better than they have been in the last couple seasons. Why is this thing dripping? I'm sitting here trying to pour my tea, and I'm dripping tea on the floor. There's little drips running down the carafe. Am I not doing it right? Anyway. So if you're tired of listening to Espanol, oh, we're going to do the blind jump. I'm just going to hit the magic numbers on the remote control, and we're going to see what happens here.
Parents, or because I would make a lousy mom?
Neither. It's because I'm not ready to be a father, and because it would ruin our relationship.
Oh, come
on,
Brandon.
And because you never took the time to ask me whether or not I wanted this kid in my life.
Uh-oh, Kelly's pregnant.
I need your permission.
I think you do.
Okay, my dad's out of jail. Do I have your permission to go and see him?
Don't twist this, Kelly. You know what I mean.
No, I don't,
Brandon. Yeah, don't twist this, Kelly. Twist the knob on the drama music. Turn up that drama music. There we go. If we're going to twist anything, you got to twist the knob on that drama. Crank it up, the drama. Yeah. Oh, man. Very into this tea right now. Let's get back into this game for a second while I try to set up some other equipment here, which is failing. Why are you failing, fail master? You know what? I find I'm not exactly mad at my technology today. It's because of my tea. It's the tea. Man, they got some weird audio problems with this game, don't they? Crowd keeps jumping in and out. Alright, let's kill this. And let's get some good tea drinking music going here today. That's what I think we really need to have in the background. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. This is what it would be like hanging out in my tea house. You would be sitting here, and there might be a football game on TV, but you wouldn't hear the sound. Because over in the corner, there would be somebody playing live music and getting paid in tea. Thank you.
there we have that wacky ring modulator, because everybody loves to put ring modulator on their instruments. We don't know anybody around here that does that, do we? Oh, no. No, of course not. Oh, that reminds me. I was gonna play my Taisha Goto today. Yeah, we should have done that for Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, well. I guess we could sort of still do that, but I don't know. I'm too mellowed out here, sitting here on the floor, drinking tea. Thinking about my tea house. Where would I build it? Well, I gotta find a forest somewhere, obviously. A bamboo forest. But, yeah, there's no bamboo forest around here. Just got deciduous forests and some coniferous forests. So maybe I could start a tea house at Harrenhaven. Maybe build it in the mushroom garden area. Yeah, I don't think they're gonna let me do that. Unless it was a very small tea house. Oh, my tea house will be the awesomest place ever. You know, basically that's what it sounds like all day. Then once the sun goes down, things get a little bit more interesting. And then about, you know, like 1 o'clock in the morning, things start to get a little bit nutty. Now, I should mention that during the day, we're going to have a lot of Mahjong playing, too. Drinking tea, watching football, playing Mahjong. Then once the sun goes down, then, you know, we transition into other games like Tian Gao, the Rolling Heaven in 9 version. Maybe a little Sick Bow. Then, of course, you know, once we're past the witching hour, once midnight rolls around and we get past that, then stuff gets a little bit wild. The live band comes on stage, and then all hell breaks loose. Get party atmosphere going. Lots of people running around in kimonos, drinking tea, and, you know, going nuts.
Let's go.
Yeah, now you understand why you need to come to my tea house. It's gonna be pretty damn cool. And we've got all this great tea. And all this great music. Obviously, we just heard some Wagaki Bando with their song Ignite. Oh, and then after the band plays, Benny Chan will supervise some, what's the word I'm looking for? Kitsune gambling. What's that called? Kitsune? We'll do some more dice rolling. Maybe we'll get into a heavy game of strip cosmic wimp out. Obviously, you're going to need some kind of membership card to get into this tea house. I guess it could be open to the public during the day. But let me just assure you that any member of the Dubious Goals Committee automatically will get admission into my tea house. And if you're wondering who's actually on this committee, it's basically anybody who's listening to this. You, my friends. You are the Dubious Goals Committee. I am merely the chairman. I'm just the guy who just sort of steers wherever this goes on any given day. Like today. And that's what's so lovely about the Dubious Goals Committee. It's a show that airs every single damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, home of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I got some more football to watch and tea to drink, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.